Bulldog Nation, you are now going to witness, watch, and listen to the best podcast in the league. Get set for a wild ride with From the Hill Podcast, featuring Wayne Cartwright, Damian Green, Tenarius Gooden, David Thomas, Jennifer Murray, and Corey Williams. Don't miss out. Subscribe now to From the Hill Podcast. It's time to turn up the excitement and make some noise.
What's going on, family?
What's going on, good people?
What's going on?
Hey, everyone.
Well, it's good to see everybody. You know, I just have to say that, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's just talk about that. Let's just start there. We got a lot to talk about tonight.
Do we have a lot to talk about, Wayne?
Yeah, we got some things we're going to talk about tonight. But, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it in our own family way, as we always do. And we want everybody that's in the comments that's going to be watching us tonight, you know, make sure that you participate. If you got questions or you got things you want to say, you know, and you say it in a wholesome, in a very respectful way, we will put it up on the screen for you. But first and foremost, before I go forward, I want to just say to everybody, thank you for tuning in once again. Make sure that you hit the like button tonight. Make sure you subscribe if you have not subscribed. And make sure that you also look across the bottom of the screen where we have our updated sports information, some of which is we've got football, we've got volleyball, soccer. Volleyball and soccer are headed towards the end of their regular seasons. As a matter of fact, soccer, they have their senior day coming up this Sunday. And then you've got basketball up there, and even bowling is on the list. So we've got all those different things. So family, before we get started tonight, I do want to put a couple things on the board here in housekeeping. Thank you, Dave, for sending this over. This is our latest update of where we are in the 150th anniversary campaign, which, as you know, we have just over 2 months remaining in this drive, and you see that we are 61% to the goal. Now, you know, we know that there's been a few healthy donations that have been made, that have been generous on behalf of one Mackenzie Scott. Mackenzie Scott, wherever you are, we definitely will welcome your donation to us as well. But also for for you Bulldogs, alums, and even you don't even have to be an alum. If you just love just being in Huntsville and you like Alabama A&M, feel free to donate to this worthy cause, because you know, we will definitely appreciate the money that you have. And as you can see there at the bottom right of the screen, you can see how you can give. So definitely want to keep that momentum in the final 2 months of the drive. 61%, man, we're almost there. And then I also want to give a big, big shout out. You guys know this is a sport that's very near and dear to my heart. I spoke to Coach Murphy last night. Our A&M women, they competed in the SWAC championship yesterday, and they finished in a runner-up position. And that is a all-time high finish for them as members of the SWAC. So second place, they fell to, you know, they were behind Alabama State by 5 points. And in cross country, you know that, well, just to let everybody know, the top five runners on your team, whatever place they finish, you add their places up and that's your score. Alabama State had 45 points. We had 50. The difference was their fifth runner finished exactly 5 places ahead of our fifth runner in the order. Wow. So that's how it happened. And it's close. It's very close. But shout out to Coach Murphy, man, my friend, who's doing a wonderful job with this program.
Man. Great shout out to Women's Cross Country and Coach Murphy, because man, from where we were a while back to where we are now, man, amazing, amazing. Great job.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of that, Corey, you know, we've had Coach Murphy on quite a few times on the show, and you know, each time he's been on, he's always said, you know, we're improving, and we definitely see the improvement, and that's what I like to see within our sports teams. You know, it's great if we have one drastic, you know, change to another, but to gradually see improvement within the sports team, that's what I like to see. So keep on doing what you're doing, Coach Murphy.
Yeah, and then also I do want to mention, too, our men's team, they finished fifth yesterday. And what's great about them finishing fifth, their number one runner, Braven Kibatok from Kenya, he has not been available all season due to injury. So they finished fifth without their best runner. And so big things going on with cross country. And now next up for them, they get ready for indoor season, which begins in December. So shout out to you, Coach Murphy. Shout out to you, Lady Bulldogs. Runner-up finish in the SWAC Cross Country Championships. And that is our housekeeping for tonight. And, yeah. So, go ahead, Corey.
Before we get started, man, I want to give a shout out to – I had someone to come up last night to me and T, Miss Liz Smith. If you're watching – thank you. She came up to us and said, hey, we watch From the Hill podcast every Tuesday at 7. And she said she rushes home to make sure that she's there to watch us. And she said that she enjoys everything that we do and the work that we do. And she did say it's hilarious and funny. Also, it's informative and it also shines a great light on Alabama A&M. So, Miss Leah Smith, if you're watching, I want to definitely give a shout out for you.
Shout out to you, Miss Liz Smith, and we appreciate you watching.
Thank you. Thank you for the love. Now, everybody, make sure you hit the like button tonight. And, you know, so we're going to round table tonight. And part of our round table tonight, I definitely just want to just start with the elephant in the room, which was the Magic City Classic. Jay the Great, you get the first swing.
Why?
Mm-hmm, because you boots Birmingham on the ground.
Native. The Birmingham native.
Through and through, and ladies first, you get the first swing tonight.
All right, well, let's get started. Well, first of all, classic
doesn't. Hey, get close to your mic, Jen. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Get a little closer.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so classic, I had a ball. Now, mind you, we got whooped, but I had a ball from start to finish. Tuesday, I went to go see Dougie Fresh, and I saw a couple of songs from Rolls Royce, again, before my time, but, you know, I like Wishing Upon a Star, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Went to the press conference, which was so entertaining. Then I went to a day party at the Arlington House, which is in West End, and so that was pretty fun. And I went to the Green Carpet Affair hosted by Mayor Randall Woodfin, and that was nice. Got a chance to see DJ Jazzy Jeff on the ones and twos, and that was he's a legend. Thursday, what did I do Thursday? Thursday, I went to the October London concert because I did not see Ashanti because I was not staying out there all night and I was cold. Friday, went to First Take. I'm apparently in one of Cam Newton's selfies, but I ain't posting it because I'm still mad. let's see. After that, came back up to kind of hang out Allegiant Field with my dad. That's a family tradition. We always take pictures in front of the Lions, in front of Allegiant Field that Friday. So we kept our tradition. Then I took him back, came back to Allegiant Field to tailgate, and I saw a concert with one of my favorite R&B singers, Urban Mystic. Had a ball. Did not leave Allegiant Field until 11 o'clock somewhere, and woke up like, people were like, are you going to the parade? Ma'am, I woke up at 10. It wasn't gonna happen. went up to the went back up to the game, caught the shuttle. Listen, if you try to, you know, park at Legion Field, good for you, God bless. But I take the shuttle, literally parked and was at Legion Field within 20 minutes. Got to the game, tailgated a little bit more. With that said, shout out to A&M. The A&M tailgate was excellent from start to finish. Absolutely excellent. And then we went to the game. Now, the game. let me say this. First of all, let me give a shout out to Coach Shade and our football team. I know they have, you know, been the brunt of a few jokes or whatever, but let's just be real. Coming into a scenario where Andrew Boddy is on a war path to, you know, try to redeem themselves and try to get into that SWAC championship, it was a tall order. It was a tall order. So, again, I'm proud of them. They didn't give up. But it was pretty much determined in the first quarter that we was going to have a long day ahead. So I did what I did. I, you know, still continued to, you know, take my pictures and, you know, socialized, spoke to people. Got compliments on my King McNeil shirt. Listen. Shout out to King McNeil. I had so many compliments. People are like, where did you get that shirt from? I was like, oh, King McNeil. So if you're watching, we need cards because the people want the product. But yeah, it was that may have been one of the hardest classics I had to sit through. But with that being said, I'm still proud of the team. They didn't give up. But Alabama State could not be denied Saturday. They could. To kind of now see Ms. Hollis's comments, to kind of go back to the Cam Newton situation. I was there and it happened so fast because now, let me say this. I know everybody's like, well, we didn't win anything. We actually won the student race prior to the mascot race. I know that's not going viral because, of course, you know, controversy sells, but we won the first race. So the energy was high. The band was high. The Bulldogs were there. And what I think happened, just again, from my vantage point, it was just a bunch of, just play fighting, and then it got serious on one part of the end. So, again, I just want to give a shout out to our mascot. You hold your head up. I know a lot of people are joking, but in the end of the day, that is a student in that mascot's uniform. So I want our mascot to know that we love you, we support you, and that's that. Nothing warranted that reaction. But, you know, it is what it is. Outside of that, again, I had a great time. Saw my family. I have, Bulldogs in my family that, you know, were on the hill back in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. So just to sit and, you know, chill with them and listen to their stories, it's like, man, I am still proud to be a Bulldog. No matter, I know everybody's like, you're not hanging your head in shame for what? I have A&M on my degree. I'm good. So we regrouped as a first year. I kind of had to explain to people, we have ups and downs in football. One thing I did want to say, Dr. Williams, he told me to say this after the game. He said, when you go on a podcast, you know, let them know that he wanted to call some defensive plays, but they wouldn't let them. So apparently Dr. Williams is he's a defensive coordinator on the side as well. So we want to make sure we give him his shout out as well.
Well,
This is why I wanted to start with you, because I knew we'd get the good sides of it, because you know, you had the firsthand experience and appreciate all that. And you know, you're going to contribute to the next part of the convo when we get to that part. Corey, I want to turn to you, man. I want you to, cause you were there also. And talk about it from your perspective, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I won that first take, but I did watch it, and it was great to see the support of both universities, supporting first take. That was a massive accomplishment for them to come to Birmingham, Alabama, and to broadcast the largest HBCU classic in the nation, which is the Magic City Classic, the Amazon Magic City Classic presented by Coca-Cola. But but it was an awesome event. And the only thing I said about the mascot, hey, next time when you're racing, let that hat fall off.
Right, let it fall off.
Don't worry about it.
I said the same thing, Corbin. I was watching it. Hey, I said, let that thing fall.
Hey, when you're in a competition, hey, you can't let nothing stop you. Let it fall off and just keep running. And that's the next thing as far as when you're in performance. Don't never show whatever. Just let it fall off and keep running. But great job to our mascot, and great job to Alabama A&M representing. Now, as far as the game, I'm still confident in our coaching staff. So, you know I see things as far as with about coaching staff, but Coach Shade and our coaching staff are the right coaches for Alabama A&M.
Absolutely.
And it just comes down to, I'm not making any excuses, but if anybody knows anything about our team, we came into the game already like the MASH unit, injuries. Our starting quarterback, our top productive tight end out. So it would have took a miraculously win. And regardless, we've had to try to outscore teams this year anyway, even with our top talent there. And without them, we would have had to play one of our best games. Unfortunately, we played one of our worst games, even offensively. This was one of our worst games performance-wise offensively. For one reason or another, but not to make excuses, but we were injured. We would have had to play one of our best games to win that game. Now, going forward, Coach Shade is a winner. The staff is a winner. I know in retrospect, some of the things that probably and you can always second guess things, but every year, he's had a slow start to his first year, and then he makes considerable progress. He knows, it's obvious what we need, and I'm pretty sure he's going to take a different approach this year as far as we're recruiting and really go out there and get what he needs. But, that we were just, it's just like you're showing up to a gunfight. We showed up, we already had less bullets. But then, they had more bullets. Like we showed up with a 9mm, they showed up with an AK. And we just got outplayed in all phases of this game. And unfortunately, this was our worst offensive performance. It's no secret. Offense, we had been putting up yards and points, and we would have had to outscore them. So that was obvious, Although, even with all the injuries, I was hoping that we can put play a little bit better. But it just, whatever reason, we just didn't show up to the party. Does that say anything negative as far as about our coaching staff and our players? It just shows, hey, it's an eye-opener, from our players-wise. Because now, the people who's playing, of course, our tight end, our starting quarterback, but the people's playing, they're going to be playing for the rest of the year to show that they deserve to be on that field. Or how college athletics is, scholarships are year to year. And so, and the coaches are paid to win. Now you see the SEC things that's going on. I'm not comparing the SWAC to the SEC, but at the end of the day, you're trying to get better in every position. And I'm pretty sure that's what the coaches is going to be evaluating, who wants it. Alabama State wanted it. They're in position to challenge for the conference championship. But I'm proud of our team now because at the end of the day, they players was better than our players. And and you know, and we're gonna recruit and to get to that point. And I know Coach A, them, you know, we're gonna be from year to year, we'll be probably, you know, I'm sure we'll be in contention next year. But we still got a chance to win, have a winning record. And you know, I'm pretty sure people, some fans are thinking, no, the year's over with or whatever. But it's not for the coaching staff. It's not for the players. We still have a chance to finish with a winning record. We haven't finished with a winning record. People can say anything they want to, but we haven't finished in a winning record in probably about 3 years. And so I know I hear the chatter out there. Oh, 4 years. Thanks for correcting me. I know I hear the chatter out there saying, you know, we did this and we did it, but we haven't had a winning record in 4 years. So he still has a chance to have a winning record. So this, by all means, this is not a you know, it's a season, you know, that, you know, he started off with high expectations, but we still have a silver lining where we still can have a winning record, something we haven't done in 4 years. So that's the goal. And I'm proud of our staff, proud of our players who went out there and put it, everything on the line. And also prayers out there for the player that got injured, the defensive player that got injured, had to be carted off. So hopefully he's, you know, doing well. But I'm proud of my Bulldogs, and I'm still there supporting them and the coaching staff.
Dave, get in there, and then I'll come behind you.
That was a great perspective, Corey. I like that. Okay, so just the classic in general. I know we like to go back and forth within the HBCU community about, you know, whose classic is better, and it's always – In my opinion, sometimes from a biased standpoint, because, you know, everybody hasn't been to every single classic to say whose classic is better, right? So, you know, you're going to normally go with your school. But one thing that I like about our classic is when it comes to the Alabama A&M and Alabama State rivalry, it's across the board, okay? So I don't mean just with the football team. I don't mean just with the band. We got the cheerleaders battling, right? Then we got the choirs battling. And of course, the mascot's going to do their thing as well. So our rivalry just not going to stop with the football team and the band. So I think that there adds, you know, to the excitement of the Magic City Classic, because people attend these events, especially that battle of the choirs. That is a well-attended event. I did see, you know, First Take on TV as well. Just like Corey, shout out to A&M and Alabama State for everybody showing up and, you know, being engaged with what was going on. The whole Butch incident, while it was funny, I don't know if anybody saw my social media, but I was in the barbershop and waiting to get my hair cut, and somebody was like, "Hey, did y'all see Cam Newton fighting that mascot?" And I was like, "Oh man." But you know what the Williams always say about publicity?
Hey. All publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. So the reach is out there. So, hey, it may not have looked good at that moment, but for about 5 or 10 minutes, they were talking about Alabama A&M in the barbershop. So I was proud to be a Bulldog in that moment right there. I don't have too much to say about the game. Honestly, one, I don't like watching any type of blowout game. It'll have to be Alabama A&M. Just any blowout game, those aren't competitive games to me. So I don't watch it. After the first quarter, I didn't watch the game anymore. So I don't have much to say about the game. It was something tough to watch. I knew this was going to be a tough game going against Alabama State, because Alabama State has been playing very well this season. And I knew it was going to be a tough game for us, but I did not expect the outcome like it was, as far as the score. Yes, we did have a lot of injuries, and I know that's something that, you know, we've talked about offline as well. But same thing with Corey. I'm not going to jump down on the coaching staff like some other people have. And, you know, we've got some people saying that, you know, asking if we miss Maynard yet. Leave Maynard alone and let Maynard stay where he is. We are under a new regime of coaches, and this is who we are focused on. So please stop bringing up Maynard. But just, you know, overall, to you guys' point, the season is not over. We still got games left to play, and we still got to go out there and, you know, compete. You know, this game might be, I don't know, sometimes you need that eye opener or that shaking moment. I don't know. I know that we've lost, you know, games prior to this one, but I don't know. This might shake something up within the team and make them come out and play a little bit tougher. You know, the one thing that I always yelled at the TV is tackle. So if there's anything I want to take from this game and give back to the team, we need to go back to working on tackling because they're still missing too many tackles. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, I wanna now give my thoughts on this thing, and I'm gonna come at this thing a different way. First and foremost, I did not pick us to win this game. I did not believe that we were gonna win this game. So I was not disappointed that we didn't win this game. Not at all.
Well, I picked and I'm disappointed.
And the reason why I'm not disappointed that we didn't win this game, and everybody please hear me out when I say this, is that there's a difference between the people who know process than those who are just casual. And for those of us who are attached to football, who are faithful to football, you know how it take how you got to really try to learn and build a culture. I understand that very much so. And also knowing the fact that you were down starting quarterback. And if you didn't see the SWAT coach's call yesterday, we posted it. I actually asked Coach Shade about just injury report and things like that. He was very candid about that. But also what Coach Shade was very candid about, if you've ever watched any of the previous SWAT coaching calls, he never talked that much before. This was the most that he's usually you. Every coach gets 10 minutes. Okay. Some of them go over 10 minutes, but most of them, they always get 10 minutes. Coach Shade every single Monday only uses about maybe 6 to 7 minutes. Well, yesterday he went over his time because he wanted to make sure that he addressed the actual situations with the team. And that's the part that I can appreciate, which goes to what I previously said, which I'm going to continue to explain about process. It takes time to be able to build something. Now, honestly, in today's day and age with transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, as I've said many, many times, and Corey even said it, it's a year-to-year process. You've got players that you only got one chance to have on your roster. Most of these guys are going to be gone next year, okay? So you get one shot at it. But what you can do is you can establish a mindset and an attitude of how things work, okay? The thing that I have to say for those that are the casual watcher, your opinion means nothing to me. And the reason why you casual watchers, your opinions mean nothing to me, because you can just go in and out. You can just go in and out whenever you want. You show up in Birmingham one time a year, or you may show up for homecoming. Okay? You might show up once a year, maybe twice a year. You might check the score every once in a while. But when you who aren't invested in the program come out on Facebook because your feelings are hurt, because you lost your bragging rights or your trash talking rights, or because you feel like the people from the other school are going to dog you and trash you and all that, and you get in your ego and your feelings, and then you want to come out here and you want to say negative things about a coaching staff that you know little about. You want to say negative things about players you know little about. You want to talk about a situation you know nothing about. That's why I say those opinions mean nothing to me. Now, to those who are very faithful and understand and get it, I understand the frustrations that you have because you watch these games week after week just like we do. You see the tackling, you see the defense, you see the effort. The effort is there. Listen, nobody wants to go out here and get beat 56-13, okay? Nobody intentionally gets beat 56-13. Nobody, okay? One thing that you just need to understand where it just boils itself down to, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to make it very plain right here with this final statement in my soliloquy. Sometimes it just ain't your time. Sometimes the other team is just that dadgum better. Alabama State is just, they were just that much better. They got better quarterback. They got explosive offense. They've got a team that is competing to win not just the East, but competing to try to win a SWAC championship. Alabama A&M football is not there yet.
Yet.
We can get there, but this is not the year for us to be there. And as soon as you can realize that, the easier it is that you can understand where we're trying to get to. And sometimes getting beat 56-13 is what you need to understand what it is you really need to do and where it is your vision is.
Yep.
And so now 4-4 with four games left in the season. If you would have told me that we'd be 4-4 at this point of the season, I'd have signed up for it a million times over. And if you say that you wouldn't sign up for that after three consecutive losing seasons,
you lying.
You need to go hit an altar because you lie.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, you're right. Hey, we saw the preseason predictions and everything. And so you're right. At 4-4, you know, if we at this point, you know, we are where we at one of the best case scenarios. I'm just saying off of expectations and knowing what you had, because, you know, everyone had us, you know, way lower than that's probably winning about two games this year.
Somebody said we was going to win one game.
One game. See that? I mean, I'm just saying a lot of folks didn't have us winning anything. And that includes our own people. Now, hey, look, I said 5-7. Because the reason why I said 5-7 is because I said, hey, it's going to take him a while. It's going to take him a while. And he's got to build this thing, and he's got to develop confidence. We're 4-4, and we got a chance.
I think our fans got a little over, you know, we got excited. And, you know, because some people already had us losing to Alcorn, because Alcorn was predicted to be number one on the other side. And then people had us losing to Tennessee State because they had an NFL coaching staff. And so we got spoiled. They got spoiled. But at the end of the day, like you said, that shows you the kind of coaching we have, though, because of how they went into those games and how they prepared. But as you know, the depth, we ain't have much depth. And so I told you at the beginning of the year, we'll have a chance as long as we stay healthy. But hey, we ain't healthy, and that depth showing you with our second to third ain't there. So when we lose certain people, but that's the thing that the coach is going to identify going forward, that we got to build that depth so we don't drop down like that. But that's simple what it is. We didn't have the depth, and you played the wrong team when you didn't have the depth. We needed to play a different team, you know, not having, you know, them guns that we need.
Yeah. So I ain't ever seen us in 30 plus years that I've been affiliated with this team. I ain't never seen us in 30 years, honestly, had this many injuries to keep people. I ain't ever seen this. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. I remember I saw what was that? Edwards had made the touchdown. I was like, sweet. I was like, he back. We need him back. And then, like, the next play, like, maybe two plays.
Hopping off the field.
He was talking, and I was like, Lord, have mercy. I said, touch, Lord. Help, Lord. Man, but I will say this. Like, I still have us, at the beginning of the season, I said we were going to go 7-5. I have faith in that 7-5 and really hope we go 8-4. But I will say this. I want to make sure I talk to the fans on this. I know we go right to fire and fire everybody. We go right to it, but I want y'all to realize the things that has happened so far this season. Even with all of the injuries and anything like that, we have beaten Alcorn for the first time since, was it 2013? Or was it 2012?
2013, yeah.
Yes, we've beaten Alcorn for the first time since 2013. We beat Tennessee State, so we got a nice FCS out-of-conference win. Again, those things help the whole profile of the SWAC. We won homecoming. So, if you've been following A&M football, a homecoming win wasn't necessarily guaranteed. My God, today. But we won homecoming. So we're heading in the right direction. And want to go back to what Cora's point. Again, I have complete faith in our coaching staff. I want to make sure I say that. Because I was on, like, y'all don't know I do, I'm on the sidelines or the game. So I'm noticing the different energy on the sidelines between previous seasons. This is not an indictment on any previous coaching staff. So I want to make sure I say that. But I want to talk about our coaching staff now. Even after the loss, I watch how they all, like the football team, and for those of us, we watch every game, win or lose or whatever. How many times have we just really seen our players just gravitate toward the band and do the fight song after a loss like that? That hasn't always happened. Sometimes they'll just go off the field, but it was still pride in our team after that loss. And I want to make sure I highlight that. That is the result of good coaching. Yes, the outcome was not what we wanted, but Corey Tenarius and I went to the UAB game. And we watched, we watched how Andrew Body carved up an FBS defense. Now, you can say what you want to say about UAB, but they still have more scholarship players than a typical FCS school. And when I saw him light up UAB's defense, I said, my God, today I had made peace with the potential that Classic was going to be a difficult game. I made peace then. So I know a lot of people, they get caught up, I can't brag. Baby, I was talking mess at work today. One thing about it, if you're a diehard Bulldog, you're a diehard Bulldog. Somebody came up and was talking to me about the score. I politely told them, as of now, y'all still going to be on the same sofa. We going to be sitting on in the postseason.
Now, I ain't going to say that now.
Nah. Listen, now, hold on. You finish.
I can't go that far.
Listen,
now.
Wayne, I said, as of right now.
I can't say that. All right, listen.
Let me talk my trash. Thank
hey,
you.
You know why I've got to stop you there? Because I done seen Grambling and Jackson State folk. They've been going at each other all week. Grambling folks can't have their moment. All the Jackson State folk just reminding them. Where y'all going this year? Listen, they beat y'all. Beat you. Let them folks have their moments.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I ain't let them folks have no moment they can have. I forgot we online and y'all said I can't cuss. So I'm going to let them have what they have. But you ain't going to come and write 5613 in my face and think I ain't going to say nothing back. That ain't how this work. That's not how this work. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's thank you. I don't care if it's table tennis. We getting our lick back, Bama State. We're gonna get our lick back.
Some way, somehow. We're gonna get our lick back. Some way, somehow.
Hey, but it does goes to show that every team is one or two players away from
I keep telling folks that, man, they don't want to hear us.
Because with the NIL and transfer portal and, all these, the Power 2 conference, I'm just telling you, it's now all the, we got some elite players, but, you're going to be lack of depth just because of, money and everything. But in our conference, FCS, every team is one or two players away from a winning or a losing season. And that goes for Alabama State. That goes for Jackson State. As you know, we'll talk about that later on, but they lost a player. And so you see how that affected them. Alabama State the same way. They won one or two players get hurt. You'll see what kind of team they got. So
That's what I was telling folks, Corey. Don't mean I'm sorry for my tardiness. Little work had me there a little later than normal, so I'm sorry I'm not on camera either. Just on my phone. But yeah, that's what I was telling people. You can take the Alabama Crimson Tide or the Philadelphia Eagles and remove their starting quarterback, starting tight end, number one place kicker, and a starting running back, and ask me how this season will be. Again, I heard there was no excuses about anything, but at the end of the day, it's realization. And I'm. I ain't gonna say I'm depressed as I was when I was driving lonely back up the interstate listening to I'll Be Missing You by P. Diddy. But you know, it, like, I mean, that sucks, man, to lose in that regard, because if you don't know what all that locker room has went through this year with injuries, you'll be like, man, they're not even trying. I mean, Coach Shade mentioned a couple weeks ago that the starting quarterback was hurt. He just had surgery on Friday. The second and the third quarterback were in a car wreck together during the same week. Like, this stuff is unheard of, man. You know, Godspeed the Quad on his ankle surgery that just happened. But yeah, it's been a year. And going back to the beginning, like how I look at everything before the season starts, I think everybody is even Steven. I don't care what they did until you get between the lines and show that you're different. I'm not talking about those two or three games that you're either playing up the conference or playing down. I'm talking about when you're on even scale. So, but, you know, we just happen to get the bat into the stick, because you can't, everybody on this call right now, the people that are watching, when we played well against Arkansas, you know, we actually played well. I know the score. And then the other games we played, you couldn't tell me that you thought we would be 4-4 right now if we still had the same people on the field. If you're saying you thought that, you'll be lying. Y'all put us as one of the top teams in the SWAC. So, but things change when injuries happen and you're not deep. And again, I don't think any team in college football is deep as they used to be. Like, used to be back in Alabama, if you hurt the running back, you got six more back there. Or like you had stables of receivers. You know, we never had that luxury at A&M where we can go 2, 3, 4 deep because of scholarship issues. But I just, like Corey said, everybody's like, you know, 2 or 3 players away from having a totally different season. And this year just happened to get all of us at one time, man. Like I said, the season's not over. We still got 4 more games. I'm going to be at the home games like I always am. And in my King McNeil gear. And it's gonna be Go Bulldogs.
And everybody else needs to be there too. This is not the time, because of this loss or how we lost, for y'all to jump ship on this team or on this coaching staff.
Yeah, David, I'm glad you said that. We gotta, like, even on a high year, we gotta get out of not going to the games after Classic. Like, there's still things left. Like, we do that all the time, even when we're up during this time of year. Like, people, when the game started 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and when it gets a little cooler, we just get like, oh, we're not going to football anymore. But yeah, we gotta still go.
We still gotta go and take go to since Amazon was a title sponsor. Make sure y'all go to Amazon to get some hand warmers. If you look cool,
I'm about to say, you better go out there and bundle up.
Bundle up. What was that? What was that game we all went to? It was, we were so cold, we was huddled together.
Who do we beat? And then you put another team out.
Hey, we still got 2 home games.
Against, yeah, 2 home games, 2 away.
Yes, again, and the 2 home games, man. Prairie View said brass. They come to the hill, you know, and we know a position they're in. And then we have yet to beat FAMU since they've been in the conference. And that's like an opportunity.
That's opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? That's the opportunity.
Let me say this while I got everybody here, since we have said here. How you doing, Sid? God bless you. Bulldogs, if there is nothing else to come back to those last 2 games for, it's to see the face on Prairie View's face when they encounter a real heel. Because they got the sign up by the camp. They got that sign. You walk in and tell them something, welcome to the hill. No. On November 8th, y'all gonna see a real heel, and I want you to climb it.
And T, I'm so glad that you brought up, because I forgot about our starting kicker, and you know, and he had just hit a 50-yard field goal, having a career year.
Yep.
Yes.
And then to lose your big tight end number 13 to Abner, who was having a career year, who was going to be all conference. And the Quad, who was going to be running toe to toe with Andrew Boddy, you know, it's just, it's a lot. We just chose to for the players who had stepped up, who had done relatively well, even with them out, they just decided, you know, just had a worse game offensively this game. And so, but that's
nothing. Wayne, I was going to talk about that too. I said I was going to stop reading the comments while I'm on the show, but I changed my mind. So, Mike, if you thanks for watching, first of all. Let me say that. Thanks for watching. Thanks for coming. It helps us out. Really appreciate it. But I didn't just say the quarterback. We lost a lot, and I didn't even tell you about the offensive line. Again, not making excuses, but realization is realization. I'm glad they won with a fifth string quarterback last year. Whoop-de-doo. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about this year. This year, we were down starting quarterback, running back, tight end, place kicker, offensive lineman, and that's what happened. No excuse, we lost the game. That's where you play more than that's where you have more than 11 scholarship athletes, but that just is what it is. Thanks for watching though, Mike. I never seen your name before.
Yeah, man. I'm just in this mode of where we at. It's like, man, you just gotta think about the path forward. I mean, like what happened Saturday, I know folks was upset, and listen, I ain't trying to say you shouldn't be upset. Cause like I said, nobody wants to lose to their rival by one right. point, let alone by 43. Okay, no one wants to lose. But listen, Sam Shade, if you need to get some preference about his passion, just watch his interview yesterday with us on that coach's call. He said, "I believe in trying to win the game." He said, "We could have taken the air out of the ball when it was 35-6. He said, "But I am a competitor and I wanted to try to win the game." And that right there, that said all I needed to hear. He said, "Listen, we getting our butts whooped, but I'm still going to go out here and try to win the game."
And to piggyback off that, you know, I see coaching makes a difference. Yes, it makes a difference. But guess what? If somebody has the better talent team, guess what coaching does then? Nothing. We ain't talking about, you know, sometimes the team is just better than your team.
I said that earlier.
Let's just call a thing a thing. Andrew Boddy is a generational quarterback player. He's
probably
He's probably one of the best HBCU quarterbacks in the country. Let's just call a thing a thing. And so he has something to prove. And you know, especially when I left, I was surrounded by a bunch of Hornets, and they were just, you know, this was like right around the time Jackson State lost their game. So they're just re-energized, the fact that they're back in the race. I know they're back in the race, but right now Jackson State is in the driver's seat. So if Alabama State don't make it to the SWAC, and they may, you know, I'm just going to still talk like they ain't going. So let me have it.
Jen, I'm not going to say that he's a generational talent, but he's a good quarterback, a great quarterback. But it comes to, you know, that scheme offensively compared to what our defense is. You know, you got to have the guys on the defense. We do not have those guys to stop. If you know anything about the scheme that they was running, you have to worry about their quarterback. And honestly, they had running backs and they had fast wide receivers, so they had a lot going on. And so we would have had to have a strong front four that can bring pressure to shut that down before it gets started. We do not have that.
We haven't had that all year.
What people need to understand.
Our line was getting
have the defense that can match that scheme that they were running. So Boddy really didn't have to do much because
he didn't.
He was a decoy. But we had to pay attention to him because we know what he's capable of.
Right.
So, but we just, like they say, you gotta have the Jimmys and the Joes. We did not have them. And we don't have them.
Hold on. I gotta address this right here. Said Brass, this means nothing because guess what? Boddy had never beaten us either before last week.
Right.
It don't matter about the past.
Right. Until Saturday.
This is about Saturday. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead,
Jim. Let me tell y'all what else I had. Y'all talking about Jim and Joe. Take what else I had, because y'all was teaching something he wrote home saying. I was happy because I discovered that vodka and tequila go great in the same color cup. So after, after it was good. I was so I wasn't sad for long. So
hey, I tell you what did make me happy though. That events on the last night.
Ooh, oh man. Ooh. Oh, I wish I was there, boy.
Man.
I can feel like I was, and that's so crazy. Y'all know I work Thursday, so I was supposed to be asleep, but I stayed up and watched the game. I watched the game last night in the event center. Let me tell y'all something. We may have lost a couple of football games this season, but we getting our licks back in basketball.
Oh yeah,
we getting licks back, and I'm gonna be loud. Hey,
the Palace.
Why did I think? The Palace. Why did I think T was gonna say something different? Why did I think T was gonna say something different when he said? When he said, you know what made me happy? I thought you was getting ready to say Jackson State losing to Grambling.
No. See, not even that. Look, I was trying to segue into basketball.
That's what I thought you were gonna say.
That Palace at Norma Hills was rocking,
man. But T, outside the game, like you had a good time, man. Saw your pictures on social media.
Oh yeah, I got to
with the dog chain on and your King McNeil jacket. I think it was the King McNeil jacket you had on.
Yeah, so my dog chain is officially hanging around my rearview mirrors now. So like, whenever I pull up to a game, I'm gonna just throw that dog chain on. I got to take a lot of good pictures. I saw Dr. Hugini and his wife out there in the tailgate. They were walking, enjoying themselves, man. And then it's just random people be walking out there. You don't know it. Mayor Wolfen just walking out there like, you know, normal.
You saw your comment, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw him out there. Like, it just people just be walking, enjoying themselves, and you know, just being regular people and enjoying the atmosphere, man. But you know, the classic gonna always be the classic. But we won the Mayor's Cup last night, though.
Yeah.
Now let's pause for a second. Cause speaking of King McNeil, let's pause for a second and we'll come right back.
Stand out, show pride, represent your legacy. The King McNeil Collection brings you premium college gear and Divine Nine paraphernalia made with style, quality, and culture in mind. Whether you're repping your alma mater or honoring your fraternity or sorority, KingMcNeil.com has what you need to wear it bold. Shop the collection today and let your look tell your story. Visit KingMcNeil.com, where tradition meets fashion. Use discount code FTH15 to receive 15% off.
Now, yeah, buddy, King McNeil, better hit that FTH15. Get you some of that gear, man. It's falling off. It's going off the shelves.
It is.
Be part of the movement.
And I wouldn't endorse something that I don't like. I'm telling y'all, the material of the clothes is high quality. You can wash it, ain't gonna fall apart. It's really high quality.
Said, can King McNeil make me some PV gear? I think he got some PV gear.
Yeah, if you go to King McNeil.com. And make sure you use FTH 15%. You can get off on Prairie View A&M gear too. Yeah, but they're licensed for a lot of schools, and PV is one of them.
And yeah, get you some, Sarah Brass.
On social media, they are popping up everywhere.
Yeah, yep. Get you some, bro. Go to it right now. Put that FTH 15 in there.
And while Sad is here, let me just say this. I used to live in Houston, and I know a couple of PB chants. What church y'all gonna be saying Saturday? Who you rooting for? PBU? Is that what we gonna be saying? Is that what we gonna be saying Saturday? Because let me tell y'all, so I'm gonna be the biggest hater for the rest of the season. Somebody told me, Cole told me I was salty that we lost, and I said, yes, I'm seasoned salt, I'm pink Himalayan salt. I'm sea salt. I'm all them salts. I'm salty. So I'm gonna be rooting for Prairie View. Go Panthers. All of that. Me. So yes, I'm congrats. Yeah, that's it. You know. Congratulations. Good luck.
I don't care about none of them.
Well, You know, man, I'm just about seeing some really good football and everybody seeing some games that leads us into a nice segue that we have come up here. These sweat game picks are brought to you by Rita's Italian Ice and Frozen Custard, located in Madison, Alabama. Whether you're craving something cool and refreshing or smooth and creamy, Rita's has you covered. Stop by today and taste the flavors that make every game day sweeter. Rita's Italian Ice and Frozen Custard, located at 8042 U.S. Highway 72 West in Madison. Jen, I'm going to call on you first.
Oh, snap.
But you got something you want to say? You want something to say before we get into these picks? What you want to say?
I was going to say, shout out to Rita's.
Yeah, there it is. Shout out to Rita's. Yeah, shout out to Rita's. What's up, Dave Williams, my guy? All right. Y'all know what we do during this segment. You put your pick in the comments. You want to put a score? You can put a score, too. And guess what? If it's funny, it'll get up on the screen. We'll make sure it gets there. All right. We got a full slate this week. There ain't no buys. There ain't no team that starts with the letter L. This is all SWAT games. Everybody, all 12 teams, everybody playing.
Hey, I was so happy not to see that team win when I was playing. I was like, man, I'm so happy.
Look here, man. Listen, man. Sunday night, man, on my montage, I said, if Prairie View wins 38-0 over a team, I said I wasn't going to say no more. Moving on.
They have met their quota for the season.
All right, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Jonathan Barnett, you're right. Or a V. Appreciate that, too. Yeah, no L's and no V's. Get both of them teams out the way. And Westgate Christian, we don't want to never see you again either. While we got Pine Bluff up here. Okay. Hoo-wee. There's a lot going on, boy, down there on that bluff. And I ain't talking about Pine Bluff. I'm talking about Southern. Now, I had the pleasure of speaking to Coach McNair for the very first time ever in my life yesterday on that coach's call. And, you know, he said the young men's are playing hard, are trying hard and doing all that good stuff. Listen, these boys are 1-7. They had their best offensive output of the year last week in another loss against FAMU. Pine Bluff. They went down there and they lost the homecoming down there at Bethune-Cookman, but they fought hard. Coach Hampton is kind of running out of a lot of things to say, and going to be some good seats available for y'all down there, my guy. Going to be some good seats available, but nevertheless, somebody's got to win this game. And T. Gooden, you get the first swing.
I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with Southern.
I did not think you'd say that.
I know. I threw a curveball. I'm going with the Southern Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
That was a good
dog.
One. That was a good
God,
one.
I love that. All right. Go ahead, Jay.
Southern had probably one of, like Wayne said, Southern had probably one of their most productive offensive games last week against FAMU. So I think they're going to ride that momentum. And I know that they have to face Pine Bluff on the road, but I do see Southern pulling it out. I would say Southern 35, Pine Bluff 17.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Southern. Just like everybody just said, I definitely saw, well, like Jen said, I definitely saw a different team under McNair, so I'm going to go with Southern.
Okay, and Corey, I have to say, before I say this, Corey, this is what the NCAA thought about Westgate, because Arkansas Pine Bluff is actually 3-5. The NCAA doesn't recognize that third win.
Oh, that's wow.
2-5. All right, let me move on. Go ahead, Corey.
Both teams on the bluff. Which one is the real? But I'm going to go with the favorite. Hey, the team who got two wins. Hey, I think Southern played with pride against Florida A&M. But but I just don't think they got too much left in that gas tank. So I'm going to go with the team with two wins, UAPB. And hey, shoot, A&M got four wins. So a lot of folks complaining, dog. They got 1-2.
Right, man. I was just thinking, I couldn't imagine being a fan with exactly. 1-2 wins right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm like, man, this is the that's most depressing.
Bulldogs watching. Bulldogs that's watching that y'all been feeling unhappy. We got more wins than they have combined. Okay, so the season ain't that far gone.
Man, I'm sitting up here laughing. I'm like, this might be the most like time I ever seen a 1-17 get picked. Let me go ahead on. Yeah, I'm right. I'm right there with you, bro. It's the toilet bowl. You're right. All right, here we go. We got Valley. Shout out to Valley. Shout out to Valley. Y'all know I love to say that. I love my guy Terrence Buckley, man. Terrell Buckley. He fights real hard. But man, 1-6 Valley. Fighting against Bethune. Here it is, Bethune. Continuing to try to stay in that East race. They're sitting there at 3-1 in the conference, and this is another opportunity for them to get another win to keep that ship rolling. All right, Corey, do you see Valley with a chance on the road?
Who did they beat?
Valley beat Lincoln? The team that we won't say. Yes.
That Lincoln? Word.
The NCAA should have took their victory then.
Correct.
Man, hey, Bethune playing, hey, they in the running for the East Championship. Hey, it's gonna be a long day for Valley. Bethune by a mile.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, man, Bethune, no question.
Yeah, Jen.
Like Corey said, Bethune is still in the hunt for Swag title. They have an outside chance, but they're still in the hunt. So with that being said, they finna break the scoreboard. Oh, I'm sorry, Valley.
T.
Yeah, I seen Bethune's offense go against us. We had a pretty good healthy offense. I know they don't go against each other, but I just saying I know they can put up some points. And I seen us go against Valley, so ain't no way in the world I'm picking Valley to win this game.
Yeah. Shout out to Valley. All right, the HBCU Go game. And it's kind of funny. I go back to the comment here. That Dave, he said, Coach Dishman doesn't care for Wild Wayne Cartwright. If y'all ever see the SWAT coaches call, man, this dude, Chris Dishman, literally shows up late. He gives like 2-word answers. He don't want to talk to nobody. He just want to just be like, look, man, I'm just ready to coach ball.
What so, you do to that man, Wayne?
I ain't do nothing to that man, do to that dog. Man?
Hey, you know, I ain't gonna go get to the point and ask the questions where everybody want to know. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Man, listen, but here you go. Texas Southern, they're coming off a bye week. Alcorn, they beat Valley last week to get their first SWAC win. This is the HBCU go game down there in Houston. T. Gooden, who you got?
Man, Texas Southern, Houston, Texas, Paul Wall, them.
Paul Wall.
There you go. All right.
What's your name? Make
that?
Oh no! Okay.
Go ahead, Jen. We got.
Oh yeah. The third ward Tigers. Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, man. Texas Southern.
And Corey, clean sweep.
Man, who Alcorn beat last week?
Valley.
Oh, probably Lincoln. Oh, my bad.
But the week before that was that other team. Yeah, right. Lincoln.
Yeah, see, Valley and Lincoln.
They also have one win. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me say this while we're all here. Texas Southern still is in the championship hunt as well. So they're going to be playing like all of these teams. I know it's PV and TSU on the West, and the four teams with one conference loss on the East. Man, they're still fighting for their championship lives. So I expect a really big showing for Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Texas Southern, man. At the end of the day, I think they're the more physical team. And then you got to have a quarterback. I've been saying that all year. If you don't have a quarterback in this day and age, you don't have a chance. And so Alcorn, you know, they got a decent quarterback, but it's not one that's just going to just going to make you so much better than the other team. So Texas Southern.
Yeah. All right. And now we get to the good stuff.
My Lord.
This is a night game now, down there in Tallahassee. These two teams are linking up for the very first time as SWAC opponents in Tallahassee. We know about how Jackson State is with their quarterback, Jacobian Morgan. He will be out in this game. So step up, Jared Lockhart. And coming off a rare loss for the first time in a minute in SWAC play, that is. And FAMU, don't look now. They got their offense rolling the last 2 weeks, even though it was against Alcorn and Southern. But nevertheless, here they are. Tough to win and brag, even though Alabama State and North Carolina Central had an easy time there this year. But this might be a little bit different. T. Gooden, where are you going on this?
Man, this is gonna be good. Quarterback, not that it's good that the quarterback is out, but it'll be interesting because the starting quarterback is not playing. But I don't have any faith in Florida A&M. I need them to continue to lose so they'd be deflated once they play us. So I'm gonna go with Jackson State for the victory. I mean, I think they would win with the backup quarterback. I know it's in Florida A&M. But I don't think they're that good to win just because they're at home anymore. Unless they get some help from the guys in the stripes.
Jen.
I mean, it's definitely easy to go. I mean, this is the perfect this is actually a trap game. This is the perfect environment for an upset. Bragg Stadium at night is no joke. But even with that, I do think that this fire, this loss against Grambling has lit a fire on this Jackson State team. So I do see them pulling it out. It may be slow in the beginning while the back, and I cannot, and I hate I don't have his name available, the backup for Jackson State.
Jared Lockhart.
Lockhart, I don't know why. Yes, it may be, they may pull out a little slow for Lockhart to get comfortable. But I think JSU gets rolling, I think they're going to pull out in the second half and have a good advantage. So I got Jackson State.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Jackson State. Though, Wayne, like you said, Florida A&M offense has been rolling. I don't think it's enough to beat Jackson State, even if it is in Tallahassee. I like JSU's backup quarterback Lockhart. I think he did pretty well once he got put in the game. So yeah, I'm sticking with Jackson State.
Corey?
This is probably about an even game since Jackson State quarterback is out for this one. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at the team that got the most talent, and I think Jackson State with their defense, they're gonna be challenged this week to play like the Baltimore Ravens or the 85 Bears to really just win it for them. And I think that'll give their offense time to get adjusted. And TC will have a week with him knowing that he's not having, instead of your quarterback getting hurt in the first quarter, he got a whole week to know, put a plan in place to attack Florida A&M. So, and Jackson State playing for their season, because I'm telling you, one loss, they probably not going to make the SWAC championship. So they need to win all the games. So they playing for that season. And I think they're going to come with the mindset, and they're going to go in and beat Florida A&M.
He said Jackson, but not by 40.
Hey, real quick, what game got moved from earlier this year? Because they couldn't play.
FAMU was supposed to play Valley. That's going to be
okay. And that, okay, got that's the one. So that one had... That doesn't happen until Thanksgiving week, right?
Right.
And they're not going to account for that. Let them students go home.
Right, go home, man. Valley needs to start. Yeah. My bad. I just thought about that.
You're going to spend your Thanksgiving weekend in Itabena, Mississippi.
Right.
Ian said, we have expectations of our defense on Saturday. Yeah. Hey. All right. The next one. Yes, sir. Alabama State. Coming on down to Prairie View. Last year, these two teams played. It was 9-6. Alabama State won. It will not be 9-6 on Saturday.
Nobody plays defense like that anymore.
So, listen, Alabama State coming in right there at 3-1. right back in it, man, with Jackson State going down last week. And this huge game for them to stay in this thing. And also Prairie View, 4-0, leading the West. And right now, if the season ended today, they would be hosting the SWAC championship game. So it's a lot of big stakes across the board. It's a shame this game's only on SWAC TV. I wish it was on ESPN U or ESPN Plus. But nevertheless, we got a showdown in Prairie View on Saturday afternoon, and Corey Williams gets to pick it first.
Man, this is a tough one because if, you know, if you go, this could be a rematch in a SWAC championship game, and the winner of this could be hosting the championship. But if you look at, you know, Prairie View in the West, you know, the competition is not strong. However, Prairie View has found a way to win each and every game, regardless of how it looks. And that, you know, and so I commend them for that. And if you look at Alabama State, you know, definitely they have an offense. And if you look, and if people looking at how they beat us, everybody will be picking Alabama State. But I got to look at, you know, another team who's, you know, who has their players. And this is going to be a close game. This it's going to be a close game. But I hate to pick them, but I think they've been tested this year in some road matches and different things. So I got Alabama State going in to be into Prairie View Stadium to beat them, but it's going to be a close game.
All right. Dave?
I'm with Corey. Hate to do it, but got to go with Alabama State.
I think I know where Jen's going. Go ahead.
I'm really rooting for y'all, Prairie View. I just want you to know that. Hey, I got to call a thing a thing. Andrew Biden going back home to Texas with all of this, the championship implications, it's not going to be fun for Prairie View. I think I got Alabama State big.
Jen,
I hate to say this.
Jen, I won't be surprised if Prairie View was to win. I'm just going to be honest because, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's you one or two players away, and I saw Andrew Biden playing, and really, just from my spectators here, I don't know if he's 100% healthy. You know, they just don't have to turn him loose like that. But if you look at him, I don't know if he's 100% healthy. But they don't need him to perform like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna tell you, this game can go either way.
All right. T Gooden.
All right, so Corey, I'm with you with Andrew Biden, and then the assessment of what you think how he looks. The thing about it is they didn't have to use him against us to win that game the way they did. Hell, we gave him good field position most of the time, but yeah. So this is a tough one for me too because I've seen Alabama State play. I've seen their offense. However, I also seen their defense. And we, unfortunately, didn't know Alabama State has holes in their defense. We didn't have the offense to pick those holes. I think Prairie View does has the offense to pick those holes. So I don't think they lose at home on Saturday. I'm going to go Prairie View Saturday. And this is not even me picking against Alabama State because I normally do. I'm just picking against them because I really do think this Prairie View team is good and they're at home. So I think they got it's gonna be tight now. I'm saying 7-point margin, one way or the other, but I'm gonna pick Prairie View.
Well,
why we can't be sane because we ain't picked Prairie View. Like
because he's so diehard and he doesn't want to hear
anything.
Because
he's a fan, that's how he's supposed to be.
He don't want to hear nothing else about it. But I do want to say this when he says this. He says, why do people like saying PV hasn't played anybody? People like saying PV hasn't played anybody because they don't have respect for the West. And whatever you want to say about people's thoughts about the West, that's their opinion. Some of it might be from the casual watcher. Some of it might be from the people who actually do watch the games, and that's their opinion. But I tell you this much, if you win this game on Saturday against Alabama State, I guarantee you nobody will be saying you ain't played anybody anymore after that.
Yeah, that's a true statement, Wayne.
All I gotta do is win.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
There it is. I mean, you know, he says we've played more than the West. You haven't played anybody in the East yet. You're getting right to
that. Time out. Let's take a few seconds on this preview team. Let me pull up their schedule real quick since we're here.
Hold on. I know it right off.
I want to look at them for my behalf. I know you probably know it like the back of your hand.
No. Here. I got you.
Okay.
I have you.
Since right we're here, let's talk about it.
Boom.
All right. So who is this team with all these letters they played on September the 6th? Who is this team?
That was University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
Some high school team.
They are really, really good.
Oh, they are?
They actually are receiving votes this week to be ranked in the FCS poll.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're pretty good. Yes, they are.
I mean, they played a respectable schedule.
That Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
I think it's no different than anybody else, honestly.
Yeah, well, the only game I ain't giving them credit for.
13 points against Alcorn now. I don't
know. Yeah. That's a little sketch.
I'm going to be honest. That Alcorn game is where I kind of like, okay, now Prairie View, now what y'all doing? All right, Prairie View.
Hold on. I ain't even looking at the Alcorn game.
That they haven't played anybody because if you look at the way that Alcorn and Southern and even Grambling have been performing, that's why people say they haven't won the games, because the way those teams have performed throughout the season.
Hold on. This is the one that really gives me where I know a lot of people have said that they've ranked you guys down. It's that Northwestern State game. The fact that you only beat them by 3. Northwestern State, and yeah, they beat Alcorn. But Northwestern State is terrible. Seriously, they are terrible. And how terrible are they? Grambling beat East Texas A&M at the end of the game, and obviously North Carolina Central blasted East Texas A&M. East Texas A&M beat Northwestern State 40-10. Okay? So that is the one game.
The school that just started the football program, or?
No, that's Rio Grande Valley. Northwestern State is the team that beat Alcorn that hadn't won in over 1,000 days. Okay. That's the one game that I said is that made me just be like, forget the Alcorn game. I mean, listen, it was at the reservation. You know, I ain't nitpicking on that. But yeah. I
was trying to help y'all, but everybody in the comments, they don't think y'all done played anybody either.
All I gotta say is this. You win this game Saturday, ain't nobody gonna be talking about you. I can guarantee that.
It seems like they've been playing to the level of their competition. So if they play to the level of Alabama State, they're gonna get up and so it's going to be a close game. And so it seems like they've been playing to the level of their competition every game.
Now, said, I will say this. I do see y'all coming out the West. Like, I definitely think y'all are going to be the division champ. However, I just...
Now, since we're live and y'all educated me, can I change my pick to Alabama State?
So hey, that's just where I'm at, said. And here, Mick Dog, he says, if PV wins Saturday, they will move the goalpost. You ain't about to see it from nobody on this show. We don't care to move no goalpost.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about no goalpost. Right.
We don't care nothing about no goalpost.
Show don't.
I guess I've never had a let me plot against PV. It's only one team I want to see lose consistently in this.
Correct.
Let me tell y'all something. I hate being called a hater for these other schools. It's only one team I don't like that. Y'all be putting me on these bandwagons? No. I'm a Alabama State hater. Let's face it.
Man, this is how I hate on Alabama State. I hope when they go to McDonald's, the lid ain't on all the way and the drink waste on their clothes.
Listen. He's so stupid. Tell this, man. It's Ted Brass. Listen, you ain't talking to us with this comment, okay? You ain't talking to us with this.
You got the wrong podcast. You sure you logged on to the right one?
Hey, this ain't the trash talking podcast that you always be getting on, where folks just be saying anything and don't know what the hell they talking about. We don't
care enough to backtrack. Like it don't matter.
I do think with Prairie View being at home, they gonna make a. It's gonna be a difference, and I do think they're gonna come to play, and I think it's gonna be a close game, whoever wins. Yeah. So I think with Prairie View being at home, now if they was going to Montgomery, oh no, the gunk, it ain't happening. Not too many people going to Montgomery because it's hostile down there. But with it the game being in Prairie View, I think it's gonna be a close game, and really either team can win.
Man, King is going after these boys, man. He said the same PV to struggle with Alcorn is gonna be Big Man.
It don't matter where it's the swag.
Hey, y'all, listen. Hey, y'all gotta. Week to week. Oh, go
ahead, Corey. No, I'm just saying, teams. You can't judge off who in the swag right now. You know, you cannot judge teams who playing from week to week because, you know, we can play Alabama State on a different weekend. It'll be a closer game. So you cannot judge on these teams on who they playing from week
exactly.
to week.
You can't overlook nobody.
Nobody. Listen, nobody.
There ain't no such thing as trap games anywhere. Everybody likes to say trap game. There ain't no trap games.
Nope.
Anybody can beat anybody on a given day. Listen, correct. I'm still looking for Valley to pop somebody.
Look, listen,
you don't come right, if you don't come correct, you will
they
get
always
beat.
Get one. They always get one.
I'm just glad they missed us this year.
Yeah, I'm glad it went up. Let me say this. I think y'all think that okay. I just want us to be fair. Do y'all honestly think that Alabama A&M podcast is a Alabama State fan that we just gonna pick them over y'all? Do you not know that how unbiased I have to be to pick the bees? I don't want them to win. Like I don't want Alabama State to win.
Trust me, there's not any state unity here.
There's not no state. Let me kind of piggyback
unless
on that.
We're unified against state.
We are unified against them. Like I don't think y'all kind of undercut the magnitude of our rivalry. David said it earlier. We beef at everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a karaoke contest. We are gonna go in there and try to take over. We do not care for the bees like that. We don't
Hey, Jen, and we still gonna have to hear it on either end if Alabama State, you know, they are our rivals. So you know we don't like them. So it's for us to pick them, and then for Prairie View, oh, you know he gonna talk smack as he win because he don't go to recess.
Yeah. Ah, Corey, please. No, I can't say.
Yeah, said Brad something about we missed your pick tomorrow. What tomorrow? But anyway, yeah.
What we got? We got one more, right?
Yeah, we got one more. But yeah, let's close. Let's move off this, man. We didn't spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah, all right. Because now we act like now it seems that we really do care.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm gonna be honest with it, man. I'm gonna be 100% honest with it. As far as I'm concerned, man, listen, I always say to everybody, I root for every single team except for the 4 hours you play Alabama A&M. Mm-hmm. And listen, if it's two teams like Prairie View and Alabama State, it's like, man, listen, play well. Listen, whoever wins, you win, whatever. But it brings me to this game right here because this is our game. And what I'm going to say about our game is both teams – will be without a quarterback. We'll be without a starting quarterback. So whoever is playing quarterback in this game, we'll see what happens at 2 p.m. Central in the hole on Saturday. A&M has won three years in a row in this matchup, which means absolutely nothing because this is a different year. different time, different teams, and teams are going in different, they were going in different trajectories from last week. However, with this being a new week, hopefully, hopefully that there will be some morale that will be gathered, because getting beat 56-13, if that doesn't toughen you up and make you get pissed off and ready to get that sour taste out of your mouth, I don't know what will. But the best way to try to do that is by getting right back on the field and playing a game against a team that's feeling really, really good about themselves. Okay, so in the hole on Saturday, Mickey Joseph is looking to try to keep that momentum going. You see, they're 5-3. And listen, while we were talking about Prairie View schedule, they didn't get a whole lot of respect for their schedule either until they had this win on Saturday. All right. However it happened, and however all the many people that still continue to talk about it, that's neither here nor there. It's in the past. For A&M, when we show up on Saturday, what I want to see from this team, I just want to see some bigger and better fight and better tackling on defense. Because for me, I feel like this is going to be, without giving away some of my other like analysis, but I'm just going to say, I feel like this is a low-scoring game that's loading, because of the fact that you got backup quarterbacks. And when you're talking about backup quarterbacks, usually when you see these type of matchups with backup quarterbacks, there's a limited playbook. And what that says to me is, with a limited playbook, they're not going to necessarily always try to trust these guys to throw the ball like that. So you're going to expect them, you know, to run the ball. You're going to see a lot of Trey Bradford for Grambling, and you're going to see whoever we got at running back that's healthy, that's going to get it, because, you know, we don't lean on just one guy. We go with four guys usually. You know, Moro, Nero, that rhyme, Moro, Nero, and then, you know, so you know what we got to do, man. Let's just see what we got when we go down there, man. I mean, I don't. He said, you didn't see the defense. Listen, didn't I just say it's a different week here? It's a different week.
So this I want to say.
That's a bumblebee. So let him. I saw him on the other videos just talking about us. Like, baby, y'all won. Congratulate. I hope Prairie View beat the Stingles off y'all tail. How about that?
Hey, what I want to say. Well, first thing. I've seen a lot of new names in the comments, which is awesome. It's great. I like that you guys subscribed and watched. You had to subscribe. That's the only way you're able to comment. So we appreciate the subscription. But also, y'all got the wrong people. Y'all think we're going to talk trash against y'all. We just be talking. We do this as a hobby, not the way to feed each other. But anyway, I looks like the Grambling quarterback is he's doing. I know he's not 100%, but it looks like he's doing well, right? Is he responsive and all that stuff now?
Everyone still keep him lifted up in prayer. Please keep say T said lifted up in your prayer.
Gotcha. And what I want to say about the quarterback play is that Hanley Saturday was not his first game being the backup quarterback. He's been playing you know, he helped us seal that victory against Tennessee State when Kawhi went out. So Saturday wasn't his first game. Now, Saturday was one of the worst games he had this year playing at the quarterback position for us as a backup. Now, you know, being the starter, I don't know what happened, but he can play better than what happened on Saturday.
He had a shoulder injury.
Yeah, I know that because I've seen it happen. Haven't seen the Grambling backup quarterback yet. Of course, it's going to be tough playing at Grambling. You know, they got some momentum now. They feel like they can whoop everybody. They beat, you know, Big Bad Jackson State. But we just got to, like Wayne said, we got to tackle better on defense, and we got to get some type of movement on offense. I don't know if we got to do a bunch of laterals to move the ball down the field. If we got to, you know, take some kickoff returns back to the house to get some momentum. Or I thought that was what we had. Like, I thought we started out pretty good on Saturday when we got that turnover. Like, okay, that's what we need. We just got to keep forcing mistakes, because I knew we were kind of weak on offense. But to me, it's just going to be how I don't know if Hanley's playing. But if Hanley's playing, just going to have to play better. And if the next man up is playing, hey, just play ball, man. What you got to lose at this point?
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be their third string quarterback, Amarin Darensburg for Grambling. Okay. He's the one that got that fourth and nine, because their backup, Ashton Fry, he's been injured. He got injured during the Texas Southern game, so it looks like they're going to be down to their third stringer. So, Jay, you were saying you want to say something about this game?
Yes. I think last week lit a fire up under our team. I just saw their demeanor at the end of the game. So I'm going with my Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
Dave?
Like I said in the beginning, for me, there are other things as well, but I want to see better tackling. That's what I definitely want to see. I'm rolling with my Bulldogs.
Yep. Corey?
Grambling feeling real good about themselves. You know, they beat Jackson State for the second year in a row. However, like I say, these games are week to week. And if they do come in and think that they see the score that we played last week and think they're going to roll over us, it's going to be a different story. Because at the end of the day, we down, we got injuries. But our coaches are winners. They're going to prepare the team to win. And I just want to see the effort. I want to see how our players are going to bounce back. And I think we have a good chance to go and win that game at Grambling. And so I'm thinking, I'm picking us to win this game, even though a lot of people is not, because they're disappointed by Massey Classic. But I think we're going to go down and find a way to win. And like I say, the players are playing to show, to prove a point that they deserve to be on that field. And so, so I got A&M winning this game.
Well, real good. Good stuff. Well, tonight this has been fun. And
appreciate y'all for watching and saying all types of craziness in the comments.
Yeah. This makes the show pretty cool, man. I enjoyed all of the good banter and all that good stuff back and forth. And, I just want to see us get back in the winner's circle. I don't just say in the win column. I like getting back in the winner's circle. Because you get a lot of gifts, a lot of prizes, a lot of good deals.
Wayne, Papa, what Mike said? I'm confused.
Hey, Wayne.
How did I belittle? Did I belittle any subscribers? Anybody?
He belittled nobody. He belittled no one.
Yeah, that's what I said. What did I do?
He said, we just happy that everybody just saying and talking or whatever.
It makes it, like Wayne said, it makes it fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hey, Wayne, I am glad that, one reason for Grambling winning is because, they were talking about getting rid of their coach at the beginning of the year, so that means Mickey Joe's get to stay around for at least another year. So I'm happy that the Grambling won.
Right, yeah, he'll be around for at least another year.
Yeah, he said, who gets to start? We don't know.
We'll find out when y'all know.
Yeah, yeah. when that ball kick off, man, we'll find out.
The only one we know who ain't playing is Quad.
Yeah, we do know.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's been really, really cool. I really enjoyed just the show tonight. I'm glad everybody came and hung out. Next week we'll be back with another show, and hopefully we'll be coming on with a show after a Bulldog victory.
Hey, but one thing, Wayne, we ain't talk about the game last night.
We didn't.
So we can't let this night go away without.
We did play a basketball game in the packed house last night.
In the Mayor's Cup. Because I'm just gonna say. If you remember when we had Coach Jackson and Coach Thorne on, I did tell them that it was going to be a tough game. Both games was going to be tough because even though UH is a Division II, they're highly they're winning programs and highly ranked because they play a style that's going to force you to play discipline, good passing, good screens, good great three-point shooters. So it was a great exhibition for both. Unfortunately, we didn't win the women's game, but I think they got a good lesson, as far as, it's preparing them for this WAC season, because you're not going to see many skillful teams that play that style of ball. So I think for us to play that kind of style it's going to help us. The men, I was very impressed about, you know, how they were down at halftime, but they showed a toughness and they adjusted and came out the second half and imposed their will. And really, so that shows a lot about Coach Jackson and the kind of mentality and the way he's able to make those adjustments. And to so that was awesome for them to win. You know, UH, they were ranked like 2 or 3 last year, and right now they're preseason ranked number 6 in the nation in Division Two. So you're not playing you know, any slouch team, and so it showed a lot of will that our team buckled down and came through to win that game. But the environment last night, you know, for at the Palace at Norman Hills was awesome. And it was a great event where, you know, they honored Miss Laura Hall. That was her night last night, honoring her. She's given so much to not only to the state of Alabama, but the Madison County and the city of Huntsville and Alabama A&M. And we had just a lot of, you know, city and county leadership from Anthony Daniels to City Councilman Michelle Watkins, to just a lot, Tom Butler, you know, so we had a lot of great.
We had the Huntsville Sports Commission executive.
Correct.
We had the county commissioner that we had on the show a few months ago.
Yes.
She was there. But yeah, overall good experience. Like Corey was saying, like UAH, they are a Division II school. However, it's a cross-town rival. When the men and women's team played each other, they played each other hard. Like, nobody cares about the, you know, us being the bigger school, so to speak. They play ball. UAH men's were 30-3 last year. That's a good record. I don't care what type of league you playing in. You won 30 games and lost 3. You doing something right. But yeah, that was a good game, man. I was impressed how we came back the second half and looked like a totally different squad. That was very impressive for the men. Like, you know, piggybacking off what Corey said. Coach Thornton told us, you know, at the halftime of the men's game that, you know, kind of you want to get hit in the mouth now when it don't count, so that you know how you look going into, you know, the basketball season. The men play Monday against Blue Mountain. Blue Mountain's a college out of Tennessee. The women play Wednesday, Talladega at home, and the next Friday they play Ole Miss at home. So we got the Ole Miss Rebels coming in town. Those are going to be some big games at the EC. We got a game Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The one at Monday starts at 7. And I think Wednesday is at 5. And I think Friday might be 7 o'clock, too, because it's a Friday game. But, yeah, I'm loving it. I like this overlap when you still got football and basketball and soccer and volleyball. Like, this is the best time of the year, especially when you got the teams playing at home.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, big stuff, man. And next week we'll definitely get to talk a little bit more about Coach Yo bringing her Ole Miss Rebels to the event center, man. That's gonna be awesome. So, big shout out to everybody tonight, man, that watched. Big shout out to all of the sports teams that's doing their thing. Looking forward to seeing a great bounce back week on the football field, and looking forward to seeing all of you viewers to be here watching us next week.
Absolutely. And,
yeah, man. And so, just Corey Williams, I'm Wild Wayne Cartwright, and shout out to our boy DT, and we will see you next week. Good night.